In Texas, an abortion ban and the school shooting in Uvalde may have shifted the odds in the governor's race. Earlier this year, polls indicated that Republican Governor Greg Abbott had an overwhelming lead over the Democrat in the race, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. But as NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, the Democrats' chances may have improved.
It's 103 in Dallas as Linda Ortman steps out her front door.
The dog wants to come.
What used to be considered one of the most right-wing cities in the country has evolved into one that is deeply Democratic. The political signs in Ortman's yard are no shock these days.
We have Beto for Texas and Black Lives Matter, funky East Dallas Democrats, and two Mothers Against Greg Abbott signs.
Mothers Against Greg Abbott. MAGA. Get it? The signs were invented by an Austin mother. One of her children has a compromised immune system, and in March of last year, when Governor Greg Abbott eliminated the state's COVID mask requirements, Nancy Thompson got very angry. She went into her garage and got a piece of poster board. She was going to drive over to the Capitol building and protest, but she needed to figure out what to write.
And I was like, gosh, I'm so mad at Greg Abbott. I'm like a mothers against drunk driving. I'm like mothers demand action, but I'm a mother against Greg Abbott. So I wrote down mothers against Greg Abbott.
Thompson looked at it and laughed. Mothers against Greg Abbott. MAGA.
And so I just went down there and I protested all by myself in front of the Capitol for 2.5 hours. I had somebody take my photograph and I made it public and it went viral.
Now, Mothers Against Greg Abbott signs can be found in yards across the state. And with 3 months to go, the governor's contest has tightened. Abbott started the year up 17 points. But SMU political science professor Cal Gilson believes now the race is on.
It's 6 or 7, maybe 8 point, but Abbott is not sweating unduly at this point, but he is alert to danger on the horizon. So I think we've got a race for governor in Texas.
Gilson believes there are several reasons why O'Rourke has a chance. First, the statewide collapse of the electricity grid in February of 2021. Hundreds died and millions froze for days. Then, on the last day of their school year, 19 elementary students and 2 teachers were gunned down in Uvalde, Texas, by a teenager using an AR-15-style rifle. Finally, there's been the near-total ban on abortion that Abbott signed into law last year. In fact, Nancy Thompson's group decided to make a video about it.
There's no easy way to say this, but your baby has a catastrophic brain abnormality.
The ad starts with a doctor giving his pregnant patient devastating news. On the wall behind the doctor is a small box with a smiling picture of Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the front.
I wish I could tell you what to do, but there is only one person who can make this choice.
How much time do I have?
And that person is Greg.
Greg?
Yeah, let me just give him a call. Hey, Greg.
Here's Democratic governor candidate Beto O'Rourke.
There is now, because of Greg Abbott, a total ban on abortion with no exception for rape or incest. We are counting first-time voters by the dozen at our events throughout this state. Young women, overwhelmingly, in fact, who say, you know what, I was never political before.
But unlike the Kansas primary election, the abortion issue is not on Texas's ballot in November. Without that, will Democratic voters turn out in big numbers? Greg Abbott's campaign doesn't appear worried about beating Beto O'Rourke.
I mean, the guy is an effective showboating gas bag.
Dave Carney is a veteran campaign organizer and the general consultant for Texans for Greg Abbott.
We see this as an 8 to 10 point race. The undecided is so small.
Both campaigns have raised astounding amounts of money. Over the last few months, Beto O'Rourke raised $27.7 million. That set a new Texas campaign funding record. But don't cry for Governor Abbott. His campaign has over $45 million in the bank, just waiting to be spent. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.